mergers that they use down in commercial shops. We have, down at the office, we take our film up to Myers Photo Shop to be done commercially, as long as the office is paying for it.
Is that custom, or do they just put it on
it's custom.
In a bag? Oh boy.
But he's an old-time commercial photographer here. But I kept getting having trouble with the left, about the left third of the prints always being distorted or out of focus. And I got a little curious one day. I thought, well, I'm just going to take these negatives that he's printed for me and try them on my enlarger. And I came out with a lot better prints than he had. And I took my prints down to him. Of course, he's using these tremendously expensive Omegas and everything else, you know. He said, I don't understand. He said, I'm going to have the Omega man in here.
Was he getting the carrier in straight?
Well, apparently he checked everything. He said, I didn't find out. Why? Well, I thought it was in your negatives. I said, well, no, I proved it. It was not in my negatives.
What did you use? Did you use your Rolly all the time before you got the Retina? What did you use for 35?
I didn't have a 35. I didn't have access to one.
You ever use a Rolly, Ken, in your Rolly? I haven't either. I've got a couple of, well, four little spools that you fit on your pins. You can just hook them right in your 35 millimeter.
I had a similar arrangement for an Argus Reflex that I had one time. It never was satisfactory, however.
Well, I had good luck with this when I spooled my own film. But the other day I put in a factory load. It was all tongued. I got two frames and it's jammed, and I haven't taken it out to see what's wrong.
You know, the new cartridges that they're using now are boogers, too.
They are indeed. This just about puts me out of business.
Yeah, you've got to have
thing.
Practically have a can opener to get them into them now.
They're selling those metal cartridges for a dime a piece now, used ones.
Okay.
12 for a buck.
If you load your own, I may have a bunch of them accumulated down there at the office.
Oh, I love them.
Yeah, so I'll look them up.
I'll start loading my own again. Because I haven't loaded since 57, I guess. I shot some Verus. Oh, I love that film.
I've never tried any. I take it back, I did. I used some for copy work one time.
Boy, this was just as sharp. You can see whiskers at 50 feet. And of course, with that, you use only the middle of that 75 millimeter lens, and everything is just as sharp.
Yeah, it'll be.
And it puts it in nice perspective, too. It's excellent for portraits. I wanted a Rolly can, but they cost about $25 new.
Well, this little retina reflex we've got down there, this is hard to believe, but I did some copy work of other photographic prints. And actually, I focused the darn thing too close. I picked up the texture of the paper in the print, plus the subject matter.
Yeah, that is pretty close.
It's fantastic. I've compared shots of the same thing. Ray Jacoby, probably the best commercial photographer here in the city. He and I have been standing side by side at a given event and taking pictures. He with a Leica and me with this Retina. In my estimation, maybe I'm prejudiced, I don't know, but I think I get a lot better, sharper pictures than he does.
The Germans like that Retina. They like the whole Retina line. That is the amateurs.
Mm-hmm.
The students I've talked to are quite fond of that. They used to make a nice little folding camera.